Dennis and Jason here with eSleepLift.com. This is episode number six.
Six.
Something like that.
This is the RNC special.
Yes. Broadcasting live from Tampa Bay, where the RNC is being hosted.
Saturday before the RNC begins here in Tampa, Florida. And you just cut everything out.
Nope, we're good.
We are?
I just cut the line from the coming out of the computer.
Well, can we still record?
Yeah.
We're good?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to do all this for nothing.
No, we're still recording.
All right. Just making sure.
We actually just finished working out.
Yes, we did. Went to the gym today. Oh, what time we go? We got there about 4 o'clock.
We were there for like 2.5.
Got there at 4 o'clock. 4 or so, a little bit after 4. And I was staying until about 7. I think we took a little while longer to get there, though, because we were enjoying the scenery.
Oh, like, it's funny because, you know, I don't know if, well, I was telling you, it's like City 17. If you've ever played Half-Life 2, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's literally cop cars and police officers.
Patrols.
And
groups
feds.
Of patrols.
And I don't even know if I should mention this, but I'm pretty sure the feds are camped out in the abandoned buildings across the street.
They are. Three semi-truck generators parked out front. You do not need three semi-truck sized generators powering an abandoned building.
Yeah, and the funny thing is those buildings are clearly abandoned. Like, they haven't,
Well, I lived here for 2 years, and no one has even touched those buildings.
Until, like, this past week, and they put new windows and stuff.
Past 2 weeks. They put up windows, put up glass windows, took the boards off, put up glass windows, and then immediately blacked out the windows.
Yeah, it's crazy down here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But we have patrols. We have
there's nobody here yet. There's helicopters everywhere.
Helicopters everywhere. Police from all over the state are here. I mean, there's a group of patrols of cops, about 10, 12 of them deep.
Yeah.
Every single patrol. Bike, they're on bikes, walk.
They were in the gym when we got there. We were like, we can't lift any heavy weights.
Yeah, they were in the gym.
They were going to tackle us on the way there.
Well, they were talking to the, I asked the guy, and they said, yeah, they were talking to him about stuff.
Hmm. Interesting.
So even policing the gym.
Policing the gym.
Make sure no bad guys are working out in there.
Oh, jeez.
Let's just go ahead and give them. I want to give them like a people like a listeners. It's like a detailed view, or you know, try to give them a vision of what's going on right now. So we're in the RNC. It's the Saturday before the RNC begins, and in the last probably about two, well the last week I guess it began kind of subtle though. They didn't you know fully come up with this all at once. They've been blocking off all the roads, putting up roadblocks. They actually put up barricades around, about 10 foot high
metal grades
around every single government building here. Blacked out all the windows of all the government buildings. They have patrols of, like I said, about 10 to 12 people monitoring every single block, just walking around buildings here. You know, fully armed patrols. Guns out and everything like that.
Yeah, I really think we should just go around and videotape it. Just let people see it for themselves.
All the streets are blocked off. You cannot drive your car anywhere here.
Yeah, so it was kind of an adventure going to the gym. We really thought we were going to get stopped and questioned for some reason.
Yeah, for you guys.
Especially when I come up with all this equipment everywhere.
I live about, about a mile and a half.
Just about. Probably a little less.
A little bit more than a mile, but probably less than a mile and a half away from the gym here, from the gym I go to. It's the kind of on the, north side of downtown Tampa, and the gym is on the southeastern side, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit on the southeastern side, but it's about a mile. We walk through the main part of downtown to actually get to the gym. So we did that walk today, and we had to walk down one of the main streets to get there, which was completely like a ghost street. Like, usually it's the most popular, you know, most populated street in Tampa.
Well, Tampa downtown, like, when you watch all those zombie movies and stuff, you know, where somebody wakes up and there's nobody around, that's literally what Tampa looks like on downtown
on the weekends. Yeah. But there's still people driving, though, and that street, though, was, like, a lot less people driving today. I mean, and then, of course, because they have all the sidewalks are blocked off now with those huge
barricades
that are, like, 10 foot high.
Yeah, I was waiting for somebody to give us like a jaywalking ticket.
They blocked off all the sidewalks there. All the streets were blocked off. You had to walk. For pedestrians, you had to walk in the street, which we did. We walked in the street to the gym.
And it's, the sad thing is a lot of these guys are actually pretty out of shape coming back to the... You expect a lot of
the cops?
Yeah, you expect them to be a little bit better shape for what they do.
You
they
expect cops to be out of shape?
Or no, to be in shape? In better shape than for just for their what they do. You got to chase somebody down. You got to dodge somebody.
Most of them, most of their, you know, a lot of them, I guess the most difficult part of their day is chasing down the donut truck.
That's horrible. Well, it's funny because I know, I'm pretty sure here they actually, because they do require them, I think, every 2 years to pass a physical test.
Yeah, they do.
And they actually made the test easier because like nobody was passing it.
Some of those guys, so some of the heavier set guys are pretty in shape though. Have you seen
some
them?
Some of them, yeah.
It's they're like bulldogs. They can sprint like crazy for short
distances.
There's
an officer who lives down the street from me, and that guy is the most in shape man I've ever seen.
I didn't say he was kind of a not nice guy.
I've never actually talked to him.
Oh, I thought someone said that he was like,
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that. But yeah, he's.
But no,
yeah,
anyways,
he's so in shape.
This entire city is on lockdown right now.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. It's pretty crazy.
Well, tell them about your experience coming up to my apartment to try to get up to my floor.
Yeah, his apartment building decided to instantiate a you can't, no guests welcome. You have to be escorted by whoever.
They shut down the elevators.
They shut down the elevators. You have to provide photo ID. They didn't ask me for ID.
They had four. Well, they know. I mean,
yeah,
you come
they
here
know
every
who I am.
Weekend.
Like, it was funny because they're like, they come to the door like, you can't come in. I was like, you guys know me.
Yeah, like, they know you. They always let you up, but they shut down the elevators. So we have four elevator shafts here. Two of them are shut down. And I think it's because we have a high profile guest staying here that they want to give exclusive access to these elevators to them. Because the guy said he talked to him and he said there's eight guests here who require security that are staying at the building.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they give them.
So I picked up this at the store.
Well, now we're switching topics. Reports. Now we're switching topics from this crazy lockdown of Tampa. Now we're switching to Consumer Reports.
I really want to get
10 surprising dangers of vitamins and supplements. Oh, great. We can talk about this.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you already read this, right? So now you're just going to get my reaction based upon what you're going to tell me.
Well, there's actually two pieces in here that I'm actually kind of talk about. One of them, they basically go through like talking about bread.
Okay,
like
bread.
Which bread is better than the other bread. And
but we're talking about supplements.
No, I know. This is part of it. This is part of the nutrition part. They basically only take into account like how much sugar, sodium, and calories are in the bread, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know how like we saw, let's say, for example, BSN. It'll say like 6 grams of sugar, but it has like 25 grams of carbs.
Yeah.
Because they put in that other stuff and they don't necessarily take it into account, nor do they take into account how much protein is in the bread. Which, granted, it's bread, so you're not going to get much protein anyways. But
we use that. We have potato bread. I think that has more protein than the average.
I don't know. But I think it was kind of faulty some reporting. But yeah, I kind of want to go over this list. I took a glance at it and I figured just the main points would be good enough to rouse up.
Well, let me tell you something I heard last night before we go into this. So I was, meeting with my boss and stuff like that. And we were, you know, with other coworkers and stuff like that. And we were talking and they brought up the point of like working out, you know, cause that's what I spend a majority of my time during the week doing.
They always invite you to things like, no, I'm working out.
Yeah. They always invite me to stuff. I'm like, sorry, I gotta go to the gym. But they're talking about working out and stuff like that. And they were asking me like, you know, how many eggs do you eat in a day? You know,
45.
Something like that. And I told them, I was like, every morning I have eggs with my breakfast. You know, I usually have, you know, somewhere between the range of like four to six eggs.
Two full eggs and four egg whites is right.
No.
That's what I eat.
I eat full eggs. I don't take out the yolk.
It depends.
Because 43% of the protein is in the yolk in an egg. So you take out,
Most of the fat is in the,
no, it is.
The egg
that's,
white is
that's
essentially
the point.
The fat.
No, the yolk is mostly fat. Okay?
Yeah.
But the 43% of an egg is comprised of the protein is the yolk.
You sure about
that?
Yes. I don't know about
that.
I'll have to look that up.
I read an article on it.
Was it on the internet?
Everything's on the internet. What kind of question is that?
Because everything on the internet is true.
But anyways, and my boss was talking about that, and he goes, oh, you eat a lot of eggs. I'm like, yeah, I, you know, go through almost probably, you know, like two cartons a week.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, how many eggs do you say? Eat six?
Yeah.
Two cartons, that's only 4 days.
4 days.
So you only eat eggs 4 days a week?
I mean, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, well, sometimes I have four eggs, sometimes I have six eggs.
Okay, whatever.
But
it's not really
on average, two cartons a week. And he said that he read an article where eating eggs every day is actually worse for your body than smoking cigarettes.
That's the exact same article we were talking about last week that got this proved, where they didn't take into account how their lifestyles, what they did, their age, but they took into account the licorice consumption. Remember we were talking about that? That whole study was complete shit. That study was horrible. They didn't take into account anything. They just And they didn't even ask the people to record how many actual eggs they took. They ate. It was like, how many eggs do you think you ate? It was horrible. It was a complete sham of a study.
No, that's what he told me, though. He goes, that's what you're doing is worse than smoking cigarettes.
That's
being
bullshit.
A smoker.
Complete shit.
Eating that many eggs in a day over a given time, you're going to die from heart disease.
Yeah. Yeah, go tell it to all the bodybuilders. They all seem perfectly fine.
Well,
What'd you tell them?
I said, well, I'm going to die then.
Oh, you should. We talked about this last week. You should have had all the information. Let me sit there
and have an argument with my boss who does not know, you know, obviously.
He's going to start spreading that fake science now, telling people not to eat eggs.
No one else works out in my work.
I know, but still. You should at least be like, hey, it's actually not bad for you. I'm going to tell you why. That study. Well, that's like what we've talked about before. The study that was that protein's bad for your kidneys. Like how it was actually like a horrible study with like six people.
Mm-hmm.
One who had kidney problems.
Well, I can publish a study on anything, though.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
I can publish a study on you.
So relative. Which, speaking here, I don't even, this obviously isn't a study, but.
Back to Consumer Reports.
Well, no, I know, but it's just, yeah, the whole egg, that's just so stuff.
Well, I mean, it does have a lot of cholesterol. I mean, they do have a lot of cholesterol in the yolk.
Yeah, but
that's where a lot of bad cholesterol comes from.
I know a lot of studies are crap, but speaking of cholesterol, most cholesterol that you intake isn't actually reflective of your actual body cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dietary cholesterol has very little effect, apparently, on your actual body cholesterol.
And then where do you get all the cholesterol from? Like, the buildup
of
cholesterol and stuff?
A lot of it, inflammation, carbohydrates, and stuff that will cause inflammation.
So your diet, though.
And genetics, yeah. But not necessarily straight cholesterol from your... It does play a role in testosterone production, I believe, though. Cholesterol, which I'm pretty sure.
Where'd you get that information from, the internet?
Yeah. Full circle. Uh-huh. All right, number one, supplements are not risk-free.
Okay.
That seems kind of obvious, don't you think?
Yeah.
Number two, some supplements.
Just a generic, yeah. Very general.
That's number one. Number two is some supplements are really prescription drugs.
Some supplements are prescription drugs?
Yeah.
Well, then nothing's regulated, though. Nothing's regulated, so you can literally just throw out, like, if you were a chemist, right? Let's just say you had that knowledge, okay? You can go and produce something that has an illegal, you know, chemical structure to it and put it out on the market, and in the supplement market, you don't have to get it approved by the FDA, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you look on every single supplement, even on Optimum Nutrition's like bottles, I'm pretty sure it says, you know, these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, whatever. So you can go out there and genetically make up like, you know, a steroid, which is what they do right now, prohormones. They still, believe it or not, there's a ban of prohormones, but they still sell it at stores. And it's just because they chemically alter, they like add like one ester onto the chemical structure of it, and they're like, oh, this is completely different, you know, chemical structure than that one was, and that's how they get by those laws. That's a loophole right now, which is where you still get all that done. So you can actually do that. You can make, clone anything you want, add like, you know, inactive bonds to a chemical structure, and then there you go. You can actually produce it. And until the FDA gets involved and be like, oh, this actually obviously has a illegal substance and we need to pull it, they won't pull it. Like the Hemorrhage thing. Like the Hemorrhage, that pre-workout supplement that I had like 2 months ago, right?
Uh-huh.
Which is actually really good. It got yanked from the shelves because it had an illegal substance, but they actually still got away with selling it for like 2 or 3 months before it got recognized by the FDA, and they basically made them pull it from the shelves, reformulate everything, and then they're going to start selling it again. But I guarantee you, like when they reformulate it, I'm doing reformulate the formula for whatever that illegal substance was, they'll add some inactive, you know, chemical structure to what the original one was and still make the same structure, and they'll just release it again until they get caught again. That's the way that works.
Yeah. The only thing is the FDA. Could you imagine if all these things had to be approved by the FDA? Because the FDA,
think about the drug companies, drug prescription companies right now.
Oh, they wouldn't let any of this stuff get through.
Well, they have to, they get these people, you don't realize that people, they get these patents, right, on a drug.
Yeah, 7 years.
Like, take any drugs. Yeah, 7 years, okay? Five of the... And people get all mad because there's not a generic version, okay? They put a lot of time and energy into developing, lots of money into developing these drugs. By the time it actually gets approved by the FDA, it's gone like 5 years gone by. They have 2 years to make up for all lost profits while they've been developing it and market... Yeah, and
you
waiting...
Sure about that?
Yeah.
I don't think the patent time goes...
It does. As soon as they develop a structure...
Pretty, well, okay, prime example I'm going to use that is Viagra, because Viagra pretty much had a hold on the market for a long time. that had to be approved by the FDA to get prescribed.
Yes.
And they had that whole, they had a long time there before the stuff like Cialis and stuff was able to come out.
Some stuff might get, you know, done faster than the others. But I'm just saying, like, they have that patent for like 7 years, right? Okay, it has to be approved by the FDA to get prescribed. Okay. But well, FDA,
I don't know if it has to be patented when they submit it to the FDA.
I don't know how it all works, but I know that they, a lot of the time is held up getting approved by the FDA before they can prescribe it. And then they have a very small window to actually make a profit on all the time they spent in research and development and stuff like that for this drug.
I don't know. I don't know enough about that. But yeah,
you need to read on the internet more. That's what you need to do.
Did you also know that you can overdose in vitamins and minerals?
And turn your pee yellow?
Yeah. Well, that's like, most people don't know you can actually overdose on iron. Especially a man, because a man has no way of...
I ate a railroad track spike one time, and I overdosed in iron. I had to take him to the hospital. They were like, why did you eat a...
I wanted an OD.
And I was like, well, I needed my iron for the day. I was iron deficient for the day. And this was the closest iron source.
Start licking it. Iron oxide. Well, you probably end up catching iron oxide and what's the when you step on a rusty nail?
Oh, that tetanus. Thing. Tetanus, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the wiki page for tetanus?
No.
It's like people who have died by tetanus or stepped on a nail.
It's the gangrene that kills you, right?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's the tetanus that gets you.
But I thought it was like the gangrene that like you get it and then you get the tetanus and then you get like gangrene. Gangrene's like one thing where they have to amputate it before it spreads to infected muscle. Muscle.
No, tetanus essentially gets you really sick.
That's why they have tetanus shots.
Yeah, no, I had to get one not too long ago.
From what? What do you do?
Fishing hook.
Where'd you get that?
A rusty fishing hook.
Where'd you get that at?
The beach.
I mean, like where?
We're fishing. Like my finger.
And it caught your finger?
Yeah, well, because the thing is, it was windy and like the thing was blowing around.
Why are you fishing in the wind?
Because we weren't planning on catching anything, but we were planning just hanging out.
Throwing hooks at each other?
Yeah, yeah. Goddamn little fish keep taking our squid. Yeah, it was, it pricked blood, so I was like, let me get a tetanus shot. Dude, it's never happened to me before, but I felt like I was going to die. For about a day, and I was perfectly fine.
From what? From the fish?
The tetanus shot. No, the tetanus shot.
Oh, the tetanus shot? Like I haven't had one in a long time, but from what I remember, those are pretty painful.
Well, it depends, because the nurse said that, you know, different people have different reactions. People don't feel a thing. Some people won't be able to use their arm for like a week. Like, it just feels like it's dead.
Yeah.
And some people get sick, and apparently I'm one of those people that got sick. Like, I was like, man, like, I'm literally trying to fall asleep. I'm like, I might die tonight. That's how horrible I felt. I was like, holy crap. And then I realized it was a tetanus shot. I was like, oh, I'll be fine.
Don't fish with rusty fishing hooks.
Oh, I try not to, but you know, sometimes.
Sometimes you got to go out in the wind.
When you got to fish, you got to fish. Yeah.
It's true.
Okay, let's see. You can't depend on warning labels. That's number four.
Okay.
No surprise there. Five. None are proven to cure major diseases.
What is this? Just like.
That's what I'm saying. This is
just like the most like general.
This is the thing.
Let me just tell you obvious warnings.
This cover page caught my attention, and this article is like a fluff piece, if you ask me.
Yeah, let me just tell you, like, common sense, common knowledge right here.
But none are proven to cure major diseases. Granted, yes. But I think that's also part of a problem with actual medicine.
Prime example, okay? There's this one guy that sells hair. It's a hair remedy, okay? It's completely made up
for
by
hair
him.
Hair loss, or?
It does, according to this guy, this is a sales pitch. I listened to his sales pitch, right? This was a while ago. It was about a year or two ago. This guy's sales pitch, okay? He's bald himself. Let's start off with that, right? So,
I always find those interesting.
Okay, and he claims that his product will cure baldness. It'll make you grow back a complete head of hair.
Baldness.
And then, yeah, that stuff. He said something else or some other claim that he had. But the major claim that he had was that it would cure melanoma. If you had melanoma on your head or something like that,
wow,
like cancer, you know,
mm-hmm.
it would cure it. Now, if a guy told me that his product would cure cancer, I would walk away immediately.
Yeah.
I'd be like, why? But people buy it. I saw people buying his product. And it's like $100 for a bottle of shampoo, stuff, okay? Or whatever it was.
No, I'm not going to say I believe that guy. But I will say that I do believe there are things out there that will cure things that we would usually dismiss. Because you got to think, most medicines come from something. Like... I don't know. I'm say, sure, I'm say, really, like,
I'm
say
really
like
respected
some...
to the labels, though.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
Like,
they're
talking about, you can't believe everything you see on a label and stuff like that. Well, yeah, obviously, because you read these labels and some of the selected claims. Like the one, what was that one pre-workout formula? Hypervol, that stuff, that new stuff from Q&T or like that? Hypervol?
It
says it increased your maximum lift by 20%.
Like 20%. That's bullshit.
Just by taking that. Just by taking a bunch of caffeine, a bunch of, you know, creatine and beta-alanine, it's going to increase your lift 20%. Yeah, let me go in on chest day, take that stuff, going on chest day, load up 20% more in my max and see what happens. I guarantee you I'd be going to the hospital. I'd pick it up off the freaking rack and it would drop right on my face.
Yeah. Speaking of, well, sidetrack. We tried that razor thing. I actually...
Well, let's continue with the article first.
Sure. Right.
I don't want to get on with this because we had a lot of talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I tried, you know, the protein and
yeah,
the
razor
and things like that. So let's go ahead and finish the
article.
Number
6, buy with caution from Botanicas. Basically hemp shops, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise. Heart and cancer protection not proven.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Omega fish oil. The highly well viewed that fish oil pills that prevent cardiovascular disease hit a snag when a study of 12,500 people with diabetes or prediabetes and a high risk of heart attack or stroke found no difference in the death rate from
taking fish oil,
cardiovascular disease, or other outcomes between the 1 gram fish oil. Yeah. See, but that's also one of those things, like, maybe they didn't get enough. 1 gram of fish oil isn't much.
No.
That, these people were ready.
I take diabetes,
pre-diabetes, and stroke, like,
I
that's...
I don't on a regular basis, but I do have a
like, you should be taking,
container.
Like, 8 tallets of that thing a day,
right.
Usually.
I do have a container of fish oil at my desk, and it each like, little gel tab with that is, it was like, 2,000, like, milligrams.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to take that...
I forget
to,
which one
like
it is, but there's
two tablets 4 times a day.
There's two chemicals in like fish oils, and there's one that you want the highest of, and it's hard to find a good source of it.
No, it's
I forgot
really
which
hard to
is.
Find a good fish oil.
Yeah, but yeah, see, like going back to studies, like this study was kind of pretty much shit then, like, you know, because all that study says is essentially that 1 gram doesn't prove anything. You need to increase you need to have other studies having higher dosages. I know,
they just
yeah.
want to find interesting information, throw it out there to get readers to read. That's what they're doing. They're trying to capture an audience right now. They don't care where the study came from. They just care that it had results. Like, you know, the results are backing up their points. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all they're trying to prove.
Number 8. Bet you can't guess this commonly reported problem. That's what it actually says. You want to know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Choking.
What? You can't
I guess
solve
people don't
choking?
Know, I guess people don't know how to take a pill.
Oh, you'll choke from a pill?
I guess,
is that they're saying?
Choking, yeah. I guess they choke when they're trying to take a pill. That's one of the dangers.
Well, I mean, have a glass of water next to you. I don't know what to tell you.
That
was a horrible... Consumer Reports?
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed.
That article
now I know never to trust them. Never to trust them again with regards to health and body stuff.
There was not one thing in there that
and
actually
that's not,
had
we're not
any,
done yet. We're not done yet.
Beneficial knowledge whatsoever about supplements or anything.
This is FDA. Yeah. Number 9, some natural products aren't anything but... Are anything but...
Okay.
Yes, we know that. You may not need supplements at all. Yes, if you live a healthy lifestyle and you eat nutrition, vegetables, fruits, you don't need anything. The reason we take supplements is because our food is shit nowadays.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think
it's
complete trash.
Actually, it was kind of funny. I was out with my boss last night, and they were arguing, a bunch of this table. They're arguing about actually how it costs. It's easier to buy crap food when you go to the grocery store.
Well, that's why we
because
eat so much
it saves
crap
money.
Food. Yeah, well, that's why we shop at McDonald's and people eat McDonald's because it's a dollar for 500 calories.
He goes, you know, he was like, you know, I shop healthy, like everything we buy, buy all
the
natural
thing is
stuff.
Too, you gotta think of a family of four. Think of a family of four, and you're gonna buy all organic stuff for them.
Oh, it'll be insane.
You'd be broke.
Unless you're making a lot of money, you'll be broke.
Or you're farming.
But that's what he says. You know, they don't buy, you know, natural stuff, organic stuff, because it's easier to just buy, you know, just whatever.
Yeah.
Good. It's not healthy. It's not healthy. It's not nutritious. But it, you know, gets you through the week, I guess, is what he's saying. Yeah. And it's cheaper. And it's true because, like I said, like I went to
it's the industrialization of the food market.
We do our weekly grocery shopping, right? And usually, you know, for a week for us, it's like $150 from if you go to Publix, right? We're buying Publix, you know, stuff. Mm-hmm. Then from there, and so every week it's about $150, right, for myself and Jamie.
Yeah.
We went to we did an experiment. Went to Whole Foods, right? And we buy our meats meat products from Whole Foods right now anyways, just because, you know, they taste a lot better. But we went there and we did an experiment. We did an entire week's worth of grocery shopping at Whole Foods, okay? Which everything there is 100% organic, you know, all that stuff, crazy stuff.
Yeah, we went
over
that last week.
I know. Well, just for if we have any new listeners, I want to give them an idea of what Whole Foods is. Whole Foods, Fresh Market, like, you know, the same type of deal. It's all 100% organic, 100% from, like, local farms and stuff like that. And we did shopping there. You know, weeks worth of shopping there, the bill was like $250-something for like even less food. We were conservative, like on our food buying that week, and it was $250. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Imagine a family of four. Well, that's like going to the movie theater. You can't take a family to movie theater.
If you took a family of four to go shopping at Whole Foods for a week, you'd be out there and you'd probably spend $600. Easy.
At least, yeah. Well, yeah. From the call.
If you're buying meats and stuff like that, I mean, you'd be there. You'd be broke. Well, that's what the guy from work, he has five adults in his house because he has, you know, three kids.
Uh-huh.
Him and his wife and three kids. Well, they're adults. They're all ages between 21 and 25. He spends $2,000 a month on groceries.
So $500 a week.
Yeah.
These kids are fat. They're eating a lot.
No. They're all apparently really skinny.
Huh. Interesting.
But, yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
To actually shop healthy.
Oh, yeah.
They really get you.
But okay, so going back to the supplements. So I took Razor 8.
Right, now we're going to start on the supplements? Yeah. All right, now we're starting on supplement reviews for the week.
I took
Razor 8 before the workout from today. Allmax, which is actually the product I was really excited about last week because I was debating whether getting that or the Bulnox stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead. You had your experience today with it.
I mean, it's kind of weird because I'm cutting now. So, I mean, I didn't
Right, so you're, but my energy you're lowering, was stable. Lowering carbs.
Yeah, I didn't feel like I was low on energy or anything. I mean, I'm a little bit less, but I didn't feel
and
any.
You don't take pre-workouts on a daily basis.
No, only
you
on the weekends
not.
When I work
so
out.
So this is, you're like a fresh.
No adverse effects.
Right.
I mean, I don't.
But how'd you feel though? I noticed you went to the bathroom a lot.
Well, that's because I wasn't drinking enough water so when I did have to go to the bathroom. But, I mean, it could have been. I mean, the caffeine sometimes makes you go to the bathroom a lot. But I mean, I don't.
But what's your take on it? Like, let's just rate it. You know, like, let's say, you know, in terms of like mental focus, what was that out of 10?
I'd say it was pretty good, actually. I'd probably give it maybe a 6 or 7.
6, 7.
It essentially has, what did we say one packet had? Like 6 cups of coffee or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, like 200 milligrams for some, 200, I think, some milligrams for a serving. So it's like.
Well, why don't you look it up? Look it up so we're not lying to people out there.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have one with me.
Well, you have a computer right in front of you.
Yeah, I know, but by the time
internet
I get to
access.
But you took it, and you had a lot of adverse effects.
I'll clarify. I'm a regular, every time I go to the gym, I have some kind of pre-workout in me.
Did you have something different that day? I mean, no, I will say
that's
this.
The thing.
It tasted like shit.
That's the thing. Well,
I'll
go over with what I did, my experience while you're pulling up the information. I can't see it. I need to take it again. I took it on on Wednesday, which is like, back. No, it was
182 milligrams per half serving, half of a scoop.
182 milligrams?
Yeah,
so it's
I guess
3 cups of coffee.
Yeah.
Equivalent.
So if you had a whole packet, but, a whole scoop would be like 6 cups of coffee, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, the whole packet was for 2 servings, so one serving
well,
is 3 cups.
It says half of one scoop is one serving. No one's going to use half a scoop. They can use a full scoop.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I would use.
All right.
I guess.
But
yeah, three cups.
Okay, so that day, I think it was on a Tuesday. I can't remember what I was doing.
Was it Tuesday or Wednesday? Well, whatever, it doesn't matter.
But anyways. And I think I had a slight kind of like, I think we went out for lunch that day at work, and I think I had a slight.
Wings.
Was that the day for wings?
I don't know.
I don't remember. But anyways, I had a slight stomach ache, not horrible stomach ache after when I went to the gym, when I got home and stuff like that. And just, you know, just a little irritation, but nothing like crazy. But I took that stuff and got to the gym. You know, the gym's 5 minutes away from me. Got to the gym and started working out. Just immediately had it reminded me of Super Pump 250, where they called it Super Dump, because that exactly what happened. It like hit me just like a ton of bricks. And I mean, I'm just gonna say, like, the energy wasn't bad. Like, I did, you know, have a little bit of energy spike, you know, felt good in terms of energy wise. You know, felt I had the energy there to do stuff. And no, it was actually on, it was chest day. It was Monday when I took it. It was a chest day. It was but, you know, had the energy and stuff like that. But seriously, about 30 minutes into the workout, it was like, you know, just evacuation time. for my
everybody,
like,
bail.
Yeah, and that's what it was. It was like, dude, you better find a toilet quick.
Somebody tries to get in the elevator. You're like, no, don't come in here.
But but the energy was fine. I will say that the flavor, I mixed it with Gatorade and it was bearable. It wasn't the best I had.
I had it with water. I thought it was disgusting. I had trouble.
It had a very bitter taste when I took it, even with Gatorade. And then, of course, it had the sediment in the bottom after I stirred it up and shook it up and stuff like that. It still had sediment in the bottom, so it was still that, you know, that sandy taste at the very end.
I didn't have that. But you stir with this freaking chopstick.
I do.
I use a shaker cup. I had no issues with it.
I just stir it up with a chopstick. But I'm kind of hesitant to try it again. I want to make sure that I'm 100%, you know, unbiased. So I'm going to make sure the next time I go is
like... Well, have it on your typical diet days, not when you go out to eat or something.
Right. But I'm going to try it next time and make sure I don't, you know, have any kind of like stomach problems or something.
I didn't have any problems with it. But I think of it, my energy was just really
it kept me up. It did keep me up. I probably stayed up, you know, for a couple extra hours after I normally do because of this stuff. And it's that one night we played TF2 like 12 or 12:30 or something like that.
Man versus machine.
Yeah.
Got to use a spy. If you don't use a spy, you're going to lose.
Got to use a spy. So we find that out the hard way.
Yeah, and then we jump into a game and I got kicked because I was playing as a spy. That was pretty funny.
But no, I'd say, you know, the taste is not good. It's probably like a 3 or 4. Energy is okay. It's 6. I'd say I agree. Mental focus was like the same, maybe like a 6 or something like that. Strength, how I felt was, you know, probably like 5. You know, normal for me, it was all right. Overall, the product, you know, is not one of the best ones I've ever had, but it's not one of the worst ones.
But,
you know?
But like you said, you can't really give your opinion because you were kind of having a shitty day.
Just so far, this is what I've tried to say.
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, like I said,
you don't take any.
But I'm kind of, my nutrition right now is a little weird.
Well, compare it to that Bull Knock stuff that I gave you.
I can't compare them because my nutrition was completely different on both those weeks. I can't. Well, I just can't. I mean,
you're like a little guru. Barely you're the most difficult person ever.
I've barely slept this week. And like that, when I took the Bull Knocks, I was sleeping a lot. I can't compare them.
Okay, fine. Don't compare them then.
I have all to right, be unbiased.
Well, give them, what do you think?
Or
I mean,
biased,
coming,
but not
coming
that
from
unfair.
A person that doesn't take pre-workout stuff, you know, go over your taste, your mixability, your, you know, how you felt in strength, how you felt in mental focus, how you felt in your energy, it's like that.
I felt like it accomplished what a pre-workout should accomplish.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm also drink a lot of caffeine, so it wasn't like, you know, I got that crazy, hyper crazy, oh my God, I'm going to lift everything in the world. So... I mean, I think it did what it's supposed to do.
I think originally why I liked it is because the ingredient profile was actually really well thought out.
Yeah.
It has like, what, 18.5 grams, something like that, of ingredients. It's a proprietary blend, though, so you can't really tell what goes where.
Pharmaceutical grade pure synthetic caffeine. Cranes bill extract, dicaffeine malate.
We don't have to read it off, but I mean, what's the highlights there? We got creatine, we got our beta alanines, we got our caffeine, we got our stimulants, you know, it's going to get you through the day.
Yeah, they actually don't list a lot of that stuff on here, but they have it on the actual. Hold on, let me scroll down. Yeah, they do list it on here. But yeah, I think it did what it was supposed to do. I wasn't down in the gym or anything, but
I'm still
you have to try it again.
To my Bull Knocks, so I still like the Bull Knocks better.
I'll give it another try this week.
I'll try it again. I'm not going to try it on a chest day. I'm not going to try it again on Monday. I'll probably try it maybe on a Tuesday or a Thursday.
Try it on a big lift day.
No, I tried it on Monday. My big lift day on Monday, and it didn't. I don't want to destroy another.
Yeah. Oh, that's the that's the pre-workout supplement review of the week.
Yeah. That was the All Max Razor 8.
Yeah, not bad.
No, I did. I did try the
weight gainer.
The weight gainer and the regular Isoflex.
That marketing, the weight gainer, such a marketing gimmick.
It tastes. I like what they do with it, though. I mean,
of course, it tastes good.
It tastes great. They actually put like chocolate chips, and that was a nice touch. I thought originally I had like stones in there. I had it in the shaker that you gave me, the Isoflex shaker. Uh-huh. And I was sitting there shaking it, and I was like...
It's like rattling around.
I was like, what the heck is in there? I was like, did they leave some like stones in there?
Well, Isoflex does that with a lot of their protein shakes,
right,
like the strawberry.
Which is what I like. The strawberry, they put freeze-dried
strawberries
in there.
Strawberry is so good.
The strawberry was amazing. It's probably, I mean, in my opinion, the Isoflex regular, you know, just isolate protein is probably one of the best in the market right now.
Yeah, yeah, it is. I agree. And they're...
It's like 90% plus pure protein.
Yeah, they're orange. They have an orange, Arctic orange or something like that, Isoflex, and that's really freaking good.
Yeah.
And their chiller stuff that they come out with is tastes really good as well.
Now you've
water,
had that.
Cold.
I haven't had that. How was it today?
It was pretty good. I mean, like I said, I had a little sample pack from before and it was good. I might see if I can try and get some more sample packs. If anybody wants to get some.
No one cares.
Yeah, no one cares.
No one cares. Nobody wants a free shirt.
Yeah. I've still yet to
receive any. No one's going to want your protein.
I got shirts made.
No one wanted them.
They kind of screwed up the color.
It's all right. Get tie-dye.
No, it's funny because you know how these shirts are like yellowish, right?
Brown.
But I see that as like a light shade of orange, like a yellowish shade of orange.
You are colorblind.
No, I know. Well, but
as well,
but you gotta think
as
colors
well as
are different.
Uncoordinated.
This is orange. This is a shade of orange. It's more on the lighter side. So she's like, yellow. Oh, what color? And I was like, oh, orange. And whatever, the same order as last time. And I get him, and it's actually orange. She's like, you said orange. I'm like, why didn't you just fill it like the last time?
Because she was too lazy.
Yeah, apparently. So they're orange. So imagine this shirt with like orange. It doesn't
whatever.
Look that good.
Your website's orange though.
Hmm?
Your website has orange on it.
Not really. But nobody wants the shirts anyway, so who cares? No matter. If you still want a shirt, just email me. show@eatsleeplift.com. If anybody's still listening at this point, everybody's tuned out. We
probably
can start talking about whatever we want now.
What's the minute? What's the minute count right now?
36.
36?
We can probably wrap it up in 4 minutes.
20 minutes, man.
Wrap it up in 4 minutes.
Wrap it up?
Yeah, let's keep it short.
You want the one button? The wrap it up button?
The easy button?
No, it's the wrap it up button from the Chappelle show.
I don't know.
It's like wrap it up. Shows like
I don't
him,
think I saw
it shows like him in bed with the girl, and she's like sitting there. He's like trying really hard, and she's like sitting there like unimpressed at all. And she like hits the button.
Wrap it up.
It's like wrap it up. He's like, really, really? You're gonna hit the button? You're gonna hit the button?
I don't think I've seen that episode, believe it or not.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's funny.
So let's go ahead. We went to the gym today. Let's jump back to that. And you had an experience with 15 sets at one rep at 85% of your max for deadlift.
Except I only got to rep 12. Or set
yes.
12. Then I just couldn't lift it. And the funny thing is all the way up to set 12, I wasn't really struggling with it.
You were fine up to set 12. Maybe I had more weight.
I basically struggled maybe with the last one. I felt like my back was getting tight, but then after set 12, I just couldn't do it.
What happened?
I don't know. I think my lower back gave out.
Lower back gave out a little bit.
It felt like, I mean, it was tight when we started, but then just at that point, I just didn't want to do anything.
Well,
like,
you warmed up. I mean, you did start off with like 135, went to 225, 315, 405, then you went up to 420.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you were flying through it.
I know. I was doing it every minute too. I wasn't even waiting down to 2 minutes until the end there when you were squatting and I was spotting you.
I get to set between 7 and 9, and I feel like I'm dead.
But you were doing a bit more weight too, though. But it's still 85%.
Say 85% of my max, though.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. You know what it is too? Is I haven't done anything for the past 2 days.
Why not?
Because I had a really spicy curry and I'm. Wednesday, and that killed me. No, was it Wednesday? No, Thursday. And then yesterday, something, I don't know if it was like cottage cheese.
Why do you do that to yourself?
I really
Why
like
do
spicy
you risk
food.
That?
I like spicy. I've never had that experience before, but it killed me. I was like, it had to be North Korean food. Dude, there was nukes in that thing.
Do we even allow North Korean food?
I don't know, but I don't
think we import any North Korean food from here.
There was a point where I was like, I might have to go home because I don't know if I'm going to explode. Like, I didn't go to the bathroom at work or anything, but I honestly thought I might have to go home. It was that bad. I was like, I don't want to... God forbid something happens all over my desk or something.
How are you going to get on top of your desk? How are you going to get on top of your... Are you going to pull your pants down and bend over point your ass at your desk?
I stand up and I'm trying to run to the bathroom and then me trying to run it.
You're going to blast through your clothes, right?
Yeah.
That powerful. Dude,
that's
blast
how,
through your clothes all over your desk.
That's how scared of it I was. I was kind of
They're
gonna
going to find you curled up in the fetal position on your floor with just...
Shit's
strewn
everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. All of your walls just
smeared
everywhere.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was that bad. I was so bloated.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because I like spicy food.
Why would
but I've
you
never,
gamble I'm, on a work day at 12
see,
o'clock?
Is, we've had I've had that spicy before. I just I don't know. I don't maybe just
but different
had an
place
empty stomach.
Though, right?
No,
different
same place in Korean.
Then why would it be any different?
Because we asked for extra spicy.
Well, they brought
she's
in like,
North
Koreans
like,
to like
very fix- spicy. You're like yeah, extra spicy. Make that shit
very
burn.
Spicy.
And the thing is, it's spicier than it's hot. So it's like you don't know if you're aching because of the heat of it or. The hot spicy
okay and see so you like that let me get that across you actually like that
I like spicy food yes
you like feeling the spicy and then the burn
not,
and then
not that much but apparently it didn't quite work out that way
were you sweating
dude I thought I was gonna die
were you crying was like stuff coming out of your nose
I wasn't crying but I was it looked like I just came out of the gym like I was dripping sweat I was like oh my god
while you were still there
No, because I had to take the leftovers because it was too hot. It was too hot, like physically hot. So I had to take it with me back to the office. And I ate it back at the office and I started dripping sweat.
That's hilarious.
Dude,
I'm laughing at you right now.
Except you're not.
Yes.
Wave at the cameras and someone's going to watch this.
That's hilarious because we had the same experience. We went to a authentic
Korean restaurant in Portland. And we had a guy there that was like exactly like you, that loved to boast about how spicy food he could eat.
You know what's funny is we go to this Thai restaurant all the time, and I always tell them, extra they have like regular, like no spice, mild, spicy, then they have like Thai, mm-hmm. and always like triple Thai, because they don't make it spicy at all. And the waitress is like, oh, we can't do more than Thai now because people came in and they were complaining that Thai was too hot. I'm like, why would you go to a Thai restaurant and not expect to eat spicy food, or order the spicy food and then complain that it's too spicy? That's just stupid. It's like going to the Cuban restaurant and like
they expect it to be dumbed down, though. They expect it to be like regular Thai, whatever. Regular rating is going to be like nothing, and then you're going to. It's just like when you go to like regular like American food places, and you're like, how hot do you want it? You're like, okay, like the wing thing. Okay, we had wings with my boss, right? And he orders the nuclear wings like that. I ate one. It wasn't that bad. Would I want to eat 15 of them? No. But I ate one, and it wasn't that bad. But anyways, we were at this place, this Korean place in Portland. And, I mean, it was great food. We had that same guy. He goes, they had the same menu. They had, like, you judged by, like, peppers, right? And so you told him whether you want zero peppers up to, like, three peppers.
One pepper, two pepper, okay? Three pepper. Ah,
and the guy goes, he orders it, and he goes, I want three peppers, right? And the lady's like, really? I mean, listen, you're not going to enjoy it. She's obviously, you're clearly not, Korean. You don't know yourself, you're getting yourself into. Just trust me, don't get three. And, get like one or two. He goes, no, I like spicy food a lot. He goes, go ahead and give me the three. She's like, all right. And she brought out the,
breathing fire.
Brought out his food. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there like chowing down. I got like the one.
Have you ever had something where somebody was so spicy where like just the aroma, like the steam, let's say it's still like, put steak on the thing.
Yeah.
It's still steaming, and like hits you like, oh God, like my eyes.
Well,
like,
it happened later. I'll tell you about that. It happened later. But anyways, so I'm sitting there like loving the food. I'm like eating it. It's like amazing and stuff like that. I look good. Over. This kid took like one bite. He's sitting there. His eyes are watering. He has stuff coming out of his nose everywhere. He has sweat, like big beads of sweat on his forehead. One bite. Took one bite.
Wow.
He had to go home. Same thing.
That's funny.
He spent the rest of the day in the bathroom at work until we went home. Because we were rooming together for that summer there. And he brought it home. He actually packaged it up and brought it home, and I tried it. And I tried it cold. I didn't heat it up, but the same thing happened. Like, I opened up the box, and like just the aroma from that stuff.
It hits you, and you're like, yeah. Oh.
I took a very small bite. Like I had like, a little bit of rice and some like noodle on my fork there. And it was like, yeah, it was bad.
That's funny.
I could not imagine like trying to eat that whole, I don't know how you could eat that. Have like a stomach, like a cast iron, man. You would.
You'd rest right through it.
Probably. You would. Like, oh no, I used to love spicy food. I used to take hot sauce and put it on everything.
Yeah, Triscuits.
And I did that for Cholula. Like a year and a half, and I think I just like wore through like a lining in my stomach because I can't handle it anymore.
It's possible.
It's not that I don't enjoy the taste. It's that every time I eat something that has like spice on it, my stomach kills after that.
It kills babies. Just don't walk into a nursery. You'll kill babies. You'll actually kill babies.
Jamie bans me from eating spicy food because she has to deal with it for like the next like 2 days.
Oh, Jesus. That's funny. Oh man.
She's like, I'm like, can I have a little extra spicy on that? And Jamie's like, no, don't give it to him.
It's like when you get not jalapenos, those banana peppers and stuff, you eat like Papa John's.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I don't really like the vinegar taste though when you put stuff
in. Oh, the vinegar taste is good.
I don't like much of vinegar here. But yeah. So yeah, that's. I forgot what we were talking about. How we get off on this tangent?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh well. We can just cut here. Nobody's listening.
You just want to end right now?
Yeah. If you want a free shirt,
I guess we're ending this now.
show@easleeflift.com. If you're
let
listening,
us know if you like this length of podcast. By
if you have
the
any
way,
feedback? Or what,
about 40 minutes
already? Yeah, that's 45.
45 minutes.
Yeah, a little bit shorter.
Well, if we have any listeners out there that actually want to like give us feedback,
if they make it to this far, I'm shocked.
Yeah. But let us know if you like this length or you like the hour long better or even shorter. Like, if it's 30 minutes, if you guys only want 30 minutes.
Send us anything. If you want to keep chastising us and calling us fat fox and skinny fox and shitty fox on YouTube, go ahead for it. I really want to get videos of us lifting shit.
Oh, that was
a
great.
Shut everybody up.
Let's just go ahead and discuss that. That was hilarious.
So oh, the six
on
foot,
YouTube.
6 foot one guy who can bench 270.
I like that.
I don't know if he's 17, but he sounds like he's a little prick.
You texted me 17. He texted me and said,
oh, did he?
17.
I forgot already.
But anyways, yeah, he said he was 17, 6 foot one, 170 pounds.
Benching 270.
No, he said he benched closest. He benches around 275. And then he was like, you guys are skinny. Why are you doing like, you know, reviews or like that? He goes, you're not allowed to do the reviews because you're not.
GTFO.
Yeah. You're too skinny. And then we replied back to him, excuse me, sir.
Like, Jason Bench is 385, and I'm at 295, so...
Yeah, and you're somewhere around 275.
Let's get your squad deadlift numbers. You got any response? He's like, well, when you show me a video of you guys doing, I'll believe you.
That's
like,
right, see, okay, now we can talk about this, because, yeah, so you texted him back, and you said, let me, you know, okay, great, you have a... Okay, you're 170 pounds, hey, 6 foot one,
it was essentially,
and you bench 275.
If he benches it was basically 1.6 body weight, which
right.
isn't bad for
whatever,
bench.
That's fine. That's great and all, okay? But when you asked him... Give the response of when you asked him about what does he squat and what does he deadlift.
Oh. Well, he said, why would you want to max on deadlift?
I'm like, why would you want to max on deadlift? And
why
he didn't even
you?
Say anything about squat.
Because he doesn't squat.
This,
he doesn't
is, this is one of those kids that goes into the gym.
Chest and arms.
Does chest and arms. That's exactly
and
right.
Stupid ab workouts.
Does chest, arms.
Weird ass.
That's his week.
Magazines.
That's his week of working out. No legs.
No, it's like you have bench, or you have bench Mondays, you have like bicep Tuesdays, like tricep Wednesdays.
And then you start over again.
And you start over.
And then Thursday is bench. Thursday is bench. Then, you know, Thursday is bench, Friday is biceps. And then that's it. I mean, that's how they are. That's how everyone is. That's how everyone is, though. No one cares to do legs. No one cares to do back. You know, ask someone their squat. You know, anyone that walks into a gym and has, like, let's say, a moderately good bench, ask them what they squat. And it's like, squats. Why would you want to do squats?
That? It's bad for your knees.
I don't want to do squats.
And deadlifts are bad for your
yeah,
back.
Yeah, deadlifts. Oh, I want to be able to walk after, you know, age 40. I don't want to have to, you know.
Then you better
that's
deadlift.
Why that's why I don't do deadlifts. Oh, why don't you do squats? Oh, it's bad for my knees. I mean, it's just all these kind of excuses.
Yeah.
Bench is not even a measure of how strong you are. Like
it
bench
really
is,
isn't.
It's okay. It's like one of the top three, you know, your lifts, your powerlifting lifts. But still, you know, bench, like powerlifters, what do they focus on? They don't focus on bench. Like, okay, I'm in the one.
It, yeah, the amount that they, if they put in the same effort into something like squat or deadlift, they're going to get much bigger numbers.
I'm in the 198 powerlifting class, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when
your weight class, yeah.
When I actually talk to people about, like, they have been to powerlifting, you know, meets before and stuff like that, you know, I ask them, I'm like, oh, what are these, you know, what are the guys in the 198 class? What are the three lifts looking like? Okay. They all have huge squats. They're all squatting like 500 plus. Their deadlifts are around the same. You know, and their bench is like in the twos.
I remember seeing this one guy who he had like 180 or 700 some pound squat, like a 600 pound deadlift, and a 275 bench.
Yeah,
I was like, what happened there? It's just you get so much
no,
more on your squat. Deadlift.
Yeah, exactly right. You're, it's all about numbers. It's that power rating. You only do your three best combined totals. You can make so much more weight gains on doing deadlifts and squats than you can on bench.
Then you get much more of a testosterone boost and everything. It's just better all around. But yeah. We can.
Well, that's just a layer. It's just like comments like those that you can just tell.
I love them though.
Straight,
just
right from
the.
Yeah, I don't
off.
Mind them. I don't care. I mean, it's just, you know, it's like you're trying to help. A person comes off to you like that, like telling you, you know, to shut up and that you're stupid and you're small and stuff like that.
You shouldn't be making videos like you.
Yeah,
don't
you
have to
should
watch
be
them.
Making videos. I love that because it just shows, you know,
you took the time to make the comments. So you obviously
just
watch
how,
the whole thing.
Yeah, how big they think and how little they know though. They don't know anything.
Yeah. Like yeah, I do want to get those videos. Just so when somebody
bench?
Says, I'll just reply with those videos. Like, here you go, buddy. So we can get comments like, oh, you did this all on different days, and you guys probably cheated. Those probably aren't 45-pound plates. Those are probably 25-pound bumper plates. And just at that point, you don't respond.
Like,
just
I don't. Even, I used to care about bench, you know, like a lot, like getting really high bench numbers.
Yeah, you did. In college, you're all about bench.
Yeah, all about bench.
We never squatted. We
but
never
did. Never did squats. Yeah, and in college, was all about the bench. Was all about, you know, just
looking
doing,
good.
Yeah, all about the chest, all about
mirror
the
muscles.
Arms. So like that, exactly. But now, like when I ask someone, like a measure of their strength is I go up and I ask them, like, how much do you squat?
Yeah.
If they have a big squat, then you know their other lifts are going to be big. You know they're strong.
Yeah, there's that certain point where once you go past that point on how much they squat, you know they're serious. Because if somebody, okay, like, you know, most people don't know how to squat, but no one who, even if somebody does, like, you know, like the 3-inch squat where they come off the rack for 3 inches, they're not doing that with 600, 700 pounds.
No.
If somebody says 600 pounds, you know they're doing squats. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah.
And you're going to see it, too. I mean, they're going to be huge.
Yeah.
But
it's just hilarious. How much you guys even bench? I bench around 275.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. Absolutely not. If I spent 3 days a week on, you know, getting my chest big, sure. I'd probably have bigger bench
numbers
chesticles.
By now. You'd have massive chesticles.
Yeah. I'd be probably benching in the fours if I spent, you know, all my time on chest.
I'd rather not, though.
Like, let's take the guy we're talking today, or the guy you're talking today who has records and stuff. He squats, or he squats and he does either squats or some other type of leg movement twice a week.
Yeah.
Same with back. And then he one day dedicated to the bench and chest. That's it.
Yeah. He does one day bench, 2 days dedicated to back. At least one of those days is for deadlifts. The other one is for, you know, miscellaneous back exercises, you know. And then is 2 times a week for legs. And one of those is heavy squats, and the rest is like leg press. You know, hamstring curls,
yeah,
you know,
chains, anything.
Whatever. But yeah, he's hitting his chest is his least amount of focus.
No, and that guy has huge squat. What was that one picture on the wall?
He's 132 pounds opening at 5'10".
It's fucking insane.
132 pounds opening at a 510 pound.
And this
isn't
like steroids. He's clean.
No, he's not on steroids. No steroids.
Yeah, that's just insane. I think you would never think he could do that.
He opened at 5'10", and his last lift was like at 5'32".
He's a teeny guy.
Yeah, he's like 5 foot tall.
Yeah,
5 foot tall, 132 pounds.
That's insane.
Squatting 530 something pounds.
That's crazy.
And that's a powerlifting squat. That's going below parallel.
It'd be funny to see him doing going on YouTube and leaving comments like that. People are like, yeah, man, what's your squat? He's like 540. You know, it's like, what do you weigh? Like, he's like 130. He's like, fuck. Well, I guess you're legit.
No, but he wouldn't waste his time going on YouTube making comments like that.
Of course not. But I'm saying it would be kind of interesting if someone did like, actually, my squat, my deadlift are these numbers. Well, that's like that one guy who is like, oh, well, I can leg press over 1,000 pounds. Like, yeah, anybody can. It's especially on the type of leg press machine that you're on. Like some leg press machines, you can leg press freaking 3 Volvos if you wanted to.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, and you can't even judge like a person by their size. Like you obviously see him. He's five foot tall, 132 pounds.
Depends on
and
your goals
yet
are.
He out pound for pound, he is the strongest guy in that gym.
Yeah, I guess it depends on your goals are. If you're doing it for strength training as an athlete, you're not going to have very high numbers. You're not going to look very good, but you're going to be strong.
The guy that like looked at us, though, the guy looked at us, a 17-year-old that says, oh, you guys are small and weak and stuff like that.
So he's clearly looking at it from the bodybuilding perspective with regards to the art of it. So we're not.
Bodybuilding, which is your main goal is just to get big.
Yeah.
Which is just, you know, tearing down the muscle as fast as you can.
And rebuilding it.
And rebuilding it, yeah.
To how you want it. Yeah.
But not strength, people can be small.
Yeah.
Or big. That article, it's on T Nation. You can look at the article about bodybuilders versus powerlifters.
I got to find that. That's how I always find that interesting.
I read that article. I read that entire article. It's hilarious because they showed bodybuilders, you know, a photo of a bodybuilder versus a photo of a powerlifter. Okay, the bodybuilder is like 5 times the size of the powerlifter, right? But the numbers, like when they did the numbers, like this guy's squatting, you know, 900
pounds.
You think
they were reversed.
This guy's benching like 6 something, and this guy's deadlifting like 8. Whereas the bodybuilder is like, you know, he benches, you know, like low 3s. You know,
deadlifts.
Dud doesn't do deadlifts, and then his squats are like 225.
Yeah,
but he's like 5 times the size of the powerlifter.
Volume training.
Yeah,
it's all different.
But that's what I'm saying. Like it's these like little kids that get on and they're like all getting hard-ons about, oh, you know,
yeah,
bench 275.
Then they all go and take steroids because they're not getting any bigger, but they're not really working out with an eating workout.
I bench around 275. You guys are small.
Yeah,
like all right, guy. All right, Mr. 6 foot right, one.
Guy.
I weigh 170 pounds.
All right, guy. It can easily eat. You know,
I'm 6 foot and I weigh 213 on the scale today.
I'm 5'10 and I'm 200 pounds. This dude must be freaking skin and bones.
Yeah,
he must look like a crack addict.
He's 6 foot one. I weighed
that back in like third grade.
Well, when I did distance running though, in high school.
Cross country and mile
and 800 runner.
Uh-huh.
In high school, all 4 years. I mean, I'm six foot one on a good day, and I weigh 150 pounds then.
Yeah, I've seen pictures. You were thin as hell.
Yeah, you could not get like I had like a 30 size waist, I think, or something like that.
Shit.
Like my hip bones stuck out so far. The last
you had
time
childbirth
I,
and hips.
The loud last time I weighed like 170, I was like, I don't even know when.
Yeah.
That must have been like freshman year of college or something like that when I weighed like 170.
Yeah, that's I don't know. I don't know. Can easily eat.
Yeah, that's the... Yeah.
Oh, well. So much for a short show.
Well, that debate was actually kind of warranted.
Yeah.
Over there.
Well, I enjoy
things. Because we get that stuff all the time.
Yeah, just leave shitty comments like that on YouTube.
Remember that one guy? That one guy, like when we first started putting out videos.
Oh, yeah, the guy. He's like videos of smoking weed and shit.
Yeah, and he's like, you guys are pussies.
Yeah, he's like, you got fat guy and big bone guy.
Yeah, oh yeah, skin and bones and like fat guy over there.
Oh, and I will say, it's funny because that video, that was the first video. And that video, we kind of had a little lull in our training before it. Because like that was literally, I think, when you just kind of moved around here.
That was right when I started getting heavy. Yeah, yeah, and back into the gym. Yeah,
and that was I was recovering from, like, I forgot what it was, like my knees or something. Yeah, it was kind of fun. So we were somewhat out of shape. We weren't completely out of shape. Yeah,
but we went back. We looked at his YouTube page and his YouTube profile, and had pictures of him on there. He was like
in his room and everything.
He was like 6 foot, like 2 probably, and maybe weighed like 130 pounds.
Yeah,
like there was no meat, muscle at all on him at all, and he's making these comments like, why was he even on our channel?
I don't know. I guess he's trying to find out what Isoflex.
It's like all these guys, they're all just trolls.
Like, he's like smoking and rapping. I thought it was great.
All these guys are just trolls out there that's like trying to like just provoke some kind of response.
I don't know if you saw, but there was a huge debate on one of the videos. This guy's going off on like how creatine is testosterone, this and that. This other guy's
is testosterone.
Yeah, he was basically saying creatine is like steroids and stuff, and how it's not natural. And this other guy,
you ever eat a steak that has creatine?
Yeah,
in it.
That's what I was saying, and I didn't realize these comments are going on. But there was this other guy who was being really nice, real cordial, real educated, and all his responses. And I was like, I would have cut this off at like the third one.
Yeah,
but this went on for pages. I was scrolling through his stuff.
Really?
Yeah, and this guy's giving all this information and documentation and sources. And this other guy's like, fuck you, creatine is cheating. You guys are a bunch of cheaters. And all it gives you is water weight. And the dude's like, what do you mean water weight? There's no such thing as water weight. You can't just, your muscles have water in them. You know, it's just this stupid common teenage knowledge of like creatine is steroids. It was just all this stupid shit like that. And he's just, you know, screaming in all caps. I was like, I would have stopped after the third one. I'm like, you're just a dumbass troll.
How many views do we have on YouTube now for our channel?
I think
we haven't
55
made
a, or something.
No, we had almost 60,000 when I looked at it last.
I looked at it a couple days ago, like 55 something. I don't know. Well, we haven't really made a video in a while.
We have not made a video.
Must have been all the podcasts and just people like,
we should,
know you watch
the podcast.
We're
going to post a video on our channel.
For what?
This video right here.
Yeah, of course. That's where we're filming it.
Yeah.
No one's going to watch this either, because we're not really entertaining.
Just making sure, though. I mean, at least we'll get it out there on YouTube as well as on our podcast.
We just have the other camera so we can be able to see our faces and our reactions.
Well, we have three cameras, but we only have one operable today.
Yeah.
And only one tripod, so we need to get more tripods. We can do like a...
Oh, well, yeah, we'll keep doing
we
this.
We can do like
I still
one of those panoramic effects, you know?
Nobody watches this shit, yeah.
Where they can like...
We'll just put both on the same screen at the same time. I don't know, we'll figure it out.
Well, can we do like a thing where they can, on YouTube channel, like where they can choose what angle they want to see? For the camera?
Nope.
Why not?
Not that I'm aware of.
That'd be kind of cool.
I guess you could do two different videos, but I don't know why you'd want to do that.
But have three cameras set up, and then you get to pick, like on the YouTube channel, get to see which like view you want, angle you want to see, from what camera you want to see.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Videos
you have to upload.
Have you seen, though, the stuff that people do on YouTube videos? It's like insane. Like a bunch of like the really cool interactive videos that people
make.
Yeah,
I know.
We
forget how much time
that
takes too.
Oh.
Yeah, they still have to upload all those videos. They're just private videos. There's a lot of them.
Well, all right.
We'll figure out. We still have time. Nobody's listening to this shit anyways. So.
Hopefully we're putting on YouTube though. The video on YouTube, you know, that might direct some more flow to our channel.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, remember, any questions, feedback, if you want a free shirt, first one to email me at show@eatsleeplift.com. I'll ship it out to you free. No shipping, nothing. Who knows? Maybe I'll throw something else in there. Maybe I'll throw a picture of us. show@eatsleeplift.com. Maybe we'll throw a picture of us in there signed or something.
I'm sure someone would want a picture of us signed.
You never know.
They
you
might.
Never know.
We might have a few people out there that actually enjoy listening to us.
When I run for president, I'm counting on all your votes.
You can do it right now. You can go put on a nice suit and walk through downtown right Tampa right now and convince people that you're...
Dun,
someone
dun,
important.
Dun, 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 dun. I gotta get the little American flag pin.
Let's go ahead and sign off of this.
Yeah.
Until next week, guys. Thanks for listening.
All right, guys. See y'all next week, hopefully.
It's been Dennis and Jason at eatsleeplift.com.
Remember, lift heavy.